Amen. Starting with the book of James, chapter 1, verse 7. Amen. And then we're going to go to Isaiah, the book of 9, verse 2, and then I'm going to jump down to verse 6. Amen. You may stand at the reading of the word. Amen. James 1 and 7 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And then we're going to jump to a book, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, that they dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Upon them have the light shined. And this is my text verse, Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government should be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You may have a seat. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I was all over the Bible with this scripture. For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given. But God has given us something when he came. Amen. And that was himself. Amen. So the thing about when a child is born, none but joy. You don't look at the labor, you don't look at the pain, you look at the joy of the birth, that what Jesus came down for us. He died for us. He said that he came to give us himself. Amen. And the thing about receiving a child is that Mary gave to a child that she was a virgin. She didn't do any hanky panky. The child was just born into her. You know what I'm saying? And that's the joy that the Lord wants us to have. The birth that he's given us. Amen. You don't have to do anything to get some kind of joy. You know, the joy comes from the Lord. Amen. So for me, which is single, and some other women that may be single, stay single. Amen. Don't be in a rush for anything. Amen. Wait on the Lord and be in good courage while you're waiting. Amen. Because then you might accept any old thing. And God don't want us to have any old thing. Amen. Amen. So I thank God just for this opportunity. Amen. So behold, he created a new heaven and a new earth for us. He said the former things, don't remember them anymore. Because I'm going to do a new thing. See, when you were born again, I do apologize once again. I did not give you my subject title. Amen. My subject title is, where are the born agains? Where are they? You know, you look around. I've been born again, true enough. Matter of fact, this is the month that I was born, reborn again. I gave myself to the Lord maybe about 2001, 2002. And then in December of 2003, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I thank God for that time. So when you think about when you were born again, amen, when you think about when you were born again, was there any excitement? Was there any joy about you being born again? When God called you out of the darkness and opened up your eyes to the light, did you realize, didn't nobody call you but the Lord? Amen. You had saints praying for you, but you had to come to the Lord as yourself. Nobody pulled your leg and said, come on up here to the altar and give your life to the Lord. Uh-uh. You had to be called by God. You had to be chosen by God. And Jesus answered and said in John 3, 5, and 6, very verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is of the flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is the spirit. That means you have to be born of the Spirit in order to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. So some of us are still living in darkness. You know, we come to church every day. We're still living in darkness. Amen. We haven't even gave ourselves devotedly to the Lord. Amen. Could I get some water? I'm just like dry mouthed. I apologize, but I can't hardly speak my words out clearly. Quick. Thank you. Anybody, just bring it here. Because I can't keep talking with a dry mouth. I apologize. Y'all be like, what is she saying? Please forgive me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So just to give God all the glory, I had to realize in my life as I began to, when I gave my life to the Lord, I had to realize that I was in darkness. I wasn't living a life that I thought, I didn't even know who Jesus was. You know, I live whatever I wanted to do, like some of us are still doing. And I'm telling you, God is not pleased with it. Because if you walk in the Spirit, you shall see what's in the Spirit. Because God said, I'm speaking to those that are listening, that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Now, the Lord speaks to all of us in a unique way. And he might tell me some things about something that's going on in the church. But that's between me and the Lord. Amen. And that's when I go and pray and I said, Lord, I once was in darkness. I can't judge or talk about anybody. I can just pray for that person. Just like somebody prayed for me to come to the light and come to my senses and come to the knowledge that, hey, you can't do what you want to do. You can't live in sin. You can't shack. Ain't no such thing as shacking in the house of the Lord. Shacking. Uh-uh. I tell you, and I'm going to tell you, where I came from, which was a Baptist, I did what I wanted to do. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. When I came over to Pentecostal, I realized I had to let that mess go. You got to let it go. Otherwise, you're going to pay and suffer the consequences later. So when something happened to you and you'd be like, why is all this drama coming up over me? Why am I going through this stress of a mess? Think about what you did. When you said that you was really saved or you were sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, you only fooling yourself. I'm just going to keep it real because God knows. He knows you better than I know you. But the Spirit reveals everything to the Spirit man. So when you walk in the Spirit, you do the things of the Spirit. When you walk in the flesh, you do the things of the flesh. You go where you want to go. You say what you want to say. You wear what you want to wear, revealing it all. That's the flesh. But you got a covering, which is the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of God. He protects you, he covers you, and he watches over you. I'm telling you, he's not going to let nothing harm you because he is God all by himself. Amen. And I just want to continue to talk about the wonderful names of our God in Isaiah. He's a wonderful counselor. Sometimes we all need help. We don't want to talk to our friends because we know they're going to be like, girl, you know better. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear a word from the Lord. God, I need your help. I'm in trouble. And he's a present help in the time of trouble. But you got to call on the Lord. You can't call on Subi or Hebe or no, no. Get on your knees. I'm just going to tell you about the wonderful counselor because I have sought him out. Get on your knees and talk to the Lord and say, God, I need you. I really need you. But it's got to come from the heart. See, we can pray and we can talk and we can laugh and have fun. But God knows the heart of every man. And sometimes there's wickedness in our hearts that we don't even know we got. We just walk proudly all throughout the place. And sometimes we walk past people we don't even speak to. That's not of God. We're in the house of the Lord. We're supposed to be serving a mighty true God. We're supposed to be walking in the Spirit and not of the flesh. Amen. So for unto us a child was born. Jesus was born so that we can live. Amen? Amen. And the government should be upon his shoulders. That means he took counsel. He took the law and placed it on his shoulders and said, this is how you're going to live. This is the Bible. This is how you're going to live the Bible way. Not your way, not man way, the Bible way. And that's the man of God that he gave them the wisdom to write the Bible. Amen. So we just realize that, like I said, he's a mighty counselor. He's a mighty God. When we need him, when we need anything from God, he's always there. He's mighty all by himself. He don't need nobody else to help him do anything. That's why the word says in Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. That means it's a spiritual thing to be born again, because we're living in a world that, hey, we don't know when he's coming. But your spirit has to be right with God. So we're just hidden here. We can't sit here and play church, saints. We can't play church because we are the church. So how we live and how we walk and how we talk, people are looking at us and they're like, do she go to church? You know, they see us in our actions. They see how we react to certain things, even at work. You know, I'm guilty of it myself. I have to say, you know, I'm human. I have to repent too. And I tell them that I said, Lord, forgive me. Because sometimes the flesh get in the way of things. It's just, we're human nature. But the thing is, get control of it. Don't let it control you. Amen. So the thing about the light, it shown darkness was seen by those that sat in darkness. We all was once in a darkness one time in our lives. You know, we were sitting and seeing. We were sitting in darkness. We didn't know no better. But somebody was out there praying for us and asking the Lord, save them. So when God drew us, we came to our knowledge. We came to our senses that this ain't okay no more. This lifestyle, I got to give it up. You know, either you give it up or you're going to die later in it. That's your choice. You know, God don't force himself on nobody. But I know each and every one of us has been born again. I truly believe that some of us haven't even been down in Jesus' name yet. What you waiting on? Don't wait too late. You know, because when he comes, you'll be like, oh, I didn't even give my life to the Lord. You know, it's not like the man on the cross said, Lord, remember me. No, what you're doing right now, just keep on doing. That's what the Bible say when he comes. Just keep right on doing. Because he wants you to be pure and holy right now. Not when he come back and say, Lord, Lord, it was me, standing in the need. You were standing in the need all the time when I was calling. You're knocking on the heart of your door, the door of your heart, and you never let me in. You know, you was like, oh, Jesus, I'll give my life next week. Next week might be too late. I'm just going to be honest with you. Because we walk in the flesh, but we do the things of the spirit. Don't do the things of the flesh. Amen? Amen. I just want to share about the government consisting in ruling in the hearts of the people. In enticing laws for them and causing them to submit unto them and subduing their enemies and protecting them, their persons and properties, rights and liberties, and in supplying them with everything necessary. The Lord will supply everything you need. When you in the world, you supply everything you need. You can't rely on that because you might get just something you didn't really want. You know? That's your choice, though. But the Lord, he said, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. So we really need to surrender. We really need to surrender all to God because he's a mighty God. He's a wonderful counselor. He's an everlasting father. He's the prince of peace in the midst of chaos. And I know we all been through some chaos. Amen. But you call on the wonderful Lord. And he will be there to rescue you. Amen? Amen. Now, I don't mean to just go all over the place, but it was very hard for me with this scripture here because God was truly dealing with me not only about, you know, who he is, but what he's able to do. Amen? Because he can do mighty things if we just seek him. Because the Bible says, seek ye therefore the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. But if you're not seeking the wonderful counselor, you can't get it. Amen. I want to talk a little bit about the Virgin Mary. And the angel came to her in Luke 1:28. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. That is awesome to know who God is, amen. But you have to be born of the water and spirit to really know who God is, amen. You can't just have one foot in and the other out. You can't be clubbing on Saturdays and try to come to work Monday and trying to, you know, look professional or something. You can't, you know, and the thing that gets me sometimes, I smell the liquor coming out, and I'm like, and sometimes I'll say, you been drinking? You know how I know? Because I used to drink. And I'm like, man, here go a peppermint. Stay out my face. You know, I'm just trying to, I just keep it point blank. And they be like, Miss Janice, I'm like, if your breath stank, your breath stank. I'm just going to tell you, was you drinking last night? Because I could smell it. And you know I don't drink, so I smell it loud and clear, hitting me in the face in the morning. And that's not good. You be like, man. And then I'm like, I used to smell like that, Lord. You used to smell like that when you was drinking. So I ain't better than nobody. But I thank God for being saved and born again of the water and the spirit, because I don't do them things no more. Amen. I be like, hate on, hate on. Your blessing coming. Keep on. Just keep on doing what you're doing. It's coming. I'm praying for you. I'm not giving up on nobody, you know. I'm not giving up on nobody. But when you come to your senses and realize, let me stop this, that's when you decide to give your life to the Lord. I can pray for you all day long. But when you decide and come to the terms of knowledge, I can't keep living like this, Lord. Why is all this stuff happening to me? Take a look at your life. Take a look at your life and then take a look at somebody's life that go to church every Sunday and live sanctified and holy and see the difference. Do you see anything clean or anything dirty? You will begin to see the truth. Because you know why? Because you was there once about a time. It's easy to see. Amen? But I thank God just for this scripture. Amen. Chapter John 14, verses 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known the Father. Also, and from his forth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficiens us. Jesus said unto him, I have been so long time with you, and yet you haven't known me, Philip. He that have seen me have seen the Father. And how saith then, show us the Father? Believest thou that not I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak not of myself, but the Father that speaketh in me, and dwell in me, and doeth the work. Amen. God is the one that's doing the work in you. You're not doing anything. That's the spirit of the Holy Ghost that's moving in you. So you can know, you know, the thing of it is about when the spirit moves upon you, you begin to discern what it is that God wants you to see. He might want you to see something to somebody that you didn't even thought, you know, when you start dating. I was dating somebody once about a time, and I was like, nah, this ain't, he late. That ain't gonna work. I heard him cut it off. I'm like, you trying to impress me. The minute you late, I'm like, oh, I'm worth more than that. You know, it's all about the lifestyle that God has given you. He wants the best for you. He don't want nobody to be late and staggering, talking about, you ready? No, I ain't ready. I'm sorry. This is just my personality of what I'm expecting the Lord to do for me when my husband comes, amen? So I have my privileges. I have my standards. If they can't stand back, oh, well, I'll see you later. Because I'm living a godly life. I don't want no any and everything. I don't want no worldly man. I've been in the world. When I was in the world, I had anything I wanted to have. What am I going to go backwards for? What am I going to go back to the world? When God said, come out from among them and be separated, saith the Lord. I got a new thing for you, Sister Janice. I was like, me? Yeah, me. I'm like, whoo. I'm saying, I ain't tried everything, Lord. I ain't never tried you. When I tried God, I was like, whoo. I'm telling you, can't no man that I met yet take the place of God. I met some, but I'm like, I'm sorry, Charlie. Sorry. I smile and say, you know, greetings and everything like that. How you doing? God bless you. See you later. I can't slow down for that because I'm on the road. God got a purpose for me. He's got a promise for me. He's got a goal for me. He said, walk in it and be separated, said the Lord. I'm going to do a new thing in your life. The old man is gone. That's what the pastor was talking about, a new creation. When I gave my life to the Lord, I ain't the same, Janice. You know, I might sort of come, it comes in and out. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to keep it real. You be wondering why she snapped. That's the old Janice. I'm like, hold up a minute. I'm like, what she said? I said, Lord, thank God for the Spirit. Because I'm telling you, I'd be at work. I'd be like, what she just say? I'm like, what she just say? And I just look at him and I'm like, now she know I spoke to her. She just. I'm looking at her like, okay. I said, God, just make next time let me smile. I have a big old smile when I see her like. And she be looking like, hi, sister. Hi, Janice. Hi, Miss Janice. Everybody call me Miss Janice at work. I'm like, okay. But the thing of it is that God has something for you. When you give your life to the Lord. Don't wait on your friend. Don't wait on your best friend. Don't wait on your husband if you're single. You better get what you got when it's coming. God didn't call both of y'all at the same time. You better. He said, I'm calling you by your name. And when I call you, I have a purpose and a plan for you. Amen. So don't be looking at how Susie or Sally got blessed. Just know that yours is on the way. Amen. Because what he did for her, he can do for me. If God says it's time for you to get married, the husband will come. I'm not looking for Jack. I'm not looking for Henry. I'm not looking for Walter. And we know Walter's the old name. I'm just going to keep it real. But to give God all the glory, amen, I'm going to stick to the subject, amen. He told us to walk in the newness of life. And Romans 6:4, he said, therefore we are buried with him, baptized into death, and that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. I'm telling you, when you give your life to the Lord, you're not the same. You're not the same. You might have some of the characters because the devil will try to rise up every now and then. And you just put it right under subjection and say, nope, I'm not living that life. That life is over with, said and done. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old man is gone. Whether you see it or not, I know the old man is gone. Amen. You might look the same, walk the same, talk the same. The old man is gone. So the thing of it is, too, when you see people, and you know that they've been just giving their lives to the Lord, there's so much joy. Where are the born-agains at? Where that joy at? Where's the excitement at? Like, woo-wee, I'm on fire for the Lord. I just got baptized, said in Jesus' name, filled in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. There's a joy. There's a glow on your face. And if can't nobody see it, then you better check yourself. Somebody should see a glow. They should see a lifestyle. They should see a change in you. They should see your conversation talking. They should see you wanting to help, even though they knew you wasn't no helper, but you just helping anyway. That's a change. That's a change. Because God has put that in you. I'm putting something new in you. And when he puts something new in you, you're going to do things you never did before. You're going to love people that you just really, truly hated. You're going to care about people just because the homeless people on the street, you're going to care about them like, let me give them something, or Lord, be with them or something. You got to do something with your life. We didn't come here to church just to sit on what God has given us. And that's the Spirit. For unto us, a child is born. When a child is born, there's joy. There's excitement. There's enthusiasm. And Mary had a baby and she didn't even do nothing. Ooh, I would love to have been there. Have a baby and didn't do nothing. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. And God can do that for us. He can do anything that we seek him for, amen, because he is a wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. And if you begin to listen to those titles of what God is, he's not only that, he's everything, amen. So when we walk around here and we're in church and everything, don't get me wrong, we need to show love. We need to show love. Everything is about to turn new in here. New roof, new seatings, everything going to be new. But where's the new attitude at? I don't want to see no negativity. Me, myself, personally don't. But who am I? I'm not God. The only thing I can do is pray for you. When I see that negative, I'm like, Lord, please. Please help them. Because they only hurting themselves. Please help them. Because I'm all about love. Now, when I was in the world, I was all about something else. But see, I gave my life to the Lord. So God said, I'm going to give you something, a purpose and a plan, a calling upon your life. I'm not just up here by chance. This ain't the first time I spoke. This ain't the first church I spoke at. Whether you know it or not, I spoke at other places. But God said it wasn't time. I had to sit you down for a minute. And I realized why. It's the life. It's the life you live outside the house of God. You can't do what you want to do and expect to be blessed. You can't come to church, go to party on a Saturday night or go out, you know, and kick it with your friends and then come to church and say, oh, praise the Lord. You're going to be like, I saw you last night. You wasn't praising me. You know, we got to get it together, saints. We got to get it together. Everything is going to be new. That means including you. Remember that. You're going to be a new creation. Pastor's not talking about that for his health. We got to put it to work. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, if you're not in Christ Jesus, you need to get in Christ Jesus. Amen? Because he waiting on you. He waiting on you to get it right. Don't be swagging or whatever you call that stuff. I don't know what they call it. Don't be, you know, swagging in and out and doing your thing. Thinking, you know, you holy roly or somebody. Get your life together for real. Get your life together for real, because God see you. He see everything you're doing, good and bad and ugly and everything else. Ain't no hidden secrets with God. You might try to hide a secret with your friend or somebody, but you can't hide no secret with the Lord. Amen? So let's be real, saints. Let's get it together as we begin this newness of life that we're trying to live. It's not easy. It's not easy. I'm here to tell you. Temptation will come, but you got to stand your ground. You know, you can't settle for penny patty or whatever you want to call it. You got to know who you is in Christ. And when you know who you is in Christ, you will not be moved. Amen. You might be a little upset. You might be a little upset. You might get your feelings hurt. But, you know, God ain't about feelings. He's a counselor. He's there to talk you out of that situation. He's there to comfort you in the time of pain and hurt, in distress, you know, in anger. You know, we got problems. We all got issues. I'm not excluded. I got issues. Ask my kids. That's another story. But God is still good. He's still good. He's still mighty. He's still the wonderful counselor. He's still my Father. He's my Prince of Peace. He's my all in all. He's my help in the time of trouble. I'm telling you, I've been through some difficult times. But if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. I don't know where I will be. The situation that I faced with my house, I wish nothing upon anybody of what I went through. But God was shaping and making and molding me. My house was flooded. Then on top of that, I had to move. So I'm sorting between moving, packing, throwing stuff out. I said, God, why did this happen to me? Then Pastor was preaching one day about water. When the water come, here come the blessing. I was like, what? I said, thank you. I didn't understand it. We don't understand what God is doing sometimes. But he said, wait. I waited. Pastor, like, don't worry, Sister Jen. I was like, oh, I just cried. My stuff is gone. Everything, I lost everything. And then the pastor was like, well, Janice, it was all in the basement anyway. You didn't need it if it was in the basement. I was like, I didn't need to hear that. That's my stuff. I was so upset because that was my stuff. You know, when you lose something, it's personal to you. It might be a big old pile of stuff. You'd be like, that's my stuff. How you think the homeless people feel? That's my car. Don't you move that. You know, so the Lord blessed me. I was able to move. But I'm telling you, it was not easy. It was not easy to move and sort and throw out stuff all at the same time. I thought I was about to fall out. I'm like, Lord, you got to strengthen me. I ain't never seen nothing like this. I'm throwing stuff away, keeping stuff. It was just a mess. All the water all the way up to my knees in the basement. All the way up to my knees. But then here came the blessings of the water. When God blessed, he had no sorrow too. I was able to get financial care, move in the nick of time, and still have some money left. I said, thank you, Lord, because, you know, I had this friend. He said, you need to get out that house. The people are crazy. They don't want to do nothing. They're slumlords. And I'm like, oh, it's a whole house. I love it. I love it. I love it. God was like, you love what? I love this house. It's my first whole house. You know, I'm like, ooh, yay. That basement flooded. He said, it's time to go. And the thing about it, this is how God works. The same day I moved in there, the same day the basement flooded. I said, Lord, I was telling some people, I said, you going to help me move? No, because they just know Janice got a lot of stuff, right? So I was like, you going to help me move? And he was like, you need to get out of there. I said, I ain't got no money to move. Tell me, well, just save it up. I said, it costs money to move. And God sent the flood. The flood got me up out of there. The flood got me up out of there. I'm telling you, I ain't have a nickel or a dime. I'm like, how am I going to get up out of here? I ain't got no thousands of dollars saved nowhere. I know my father's rich, though. But you see, he poured it down when it was his time. He gave me the blessings in his time, just in the nick of time to move. And I thank God for that because, see, I sought counsel. He knew my heart was hurting my heart was hurting so bad. You know, when your heart hurts, you don't want to even say hi to nobody. That's a heart that hurts. You just look at it like, mm-hmm. And everybody like, hey, what's wrong, Miss Janice? What's wrong? I'm like, oh, I'm okay. Ooh, try to hold it in to be all professional at work. Like, yeah. I was just like, Lord. You know, that's when you go to the bathroom moment times. I always have them at work. They're the bathroom moment time. You just go to the bathroom and you seek counsel. You talk to the Lord. Lord, why is this going on at work? Why is the boss giving me a hard time right about now? And he will talk to you. This is what you do. You go back in there and you sit down and you do your work. If you got to sing a song, sing a song. I've been up there, just got that song all in my heart. I'm like, you ain't finna break this one, I'm telling you. God is good. He was a protector. He's a protector in the time of trouble. I don't mean to take it off track, but I'm just trying to show you how mighty, how wonderful, how awesome our God is. He will never let you down. He's always there on time. I'm a living testimony of how time goes with the Lord. So you just wait on him. You be of good courage. Don't be swagging in and out. Get your new attitude. That goes for me too. I'm not excluded. I need a new attitude, too. And I'm just praying that the Lord would do his new thing in this church at Rehoboth. Amen. I didn't mean to go all around, but God, I'm telling you, when you think about the counseling of God, the authority of the government of the laws, we got rules, y'all, in church. Y'all know that? I'm here to tell you, we got rules in the house of the Lord. I ain't seen some things. I'm like, Pastor. I've been thinking to myself like, Lord, I'll be going to say, Pastor, what the hell is going on up in here? And then God's like, you ain't the pastor. And I'm like, oh. Now I be thinking like, if I would, Like, I'll be looking at evil eyes. I don't be looking at y'all evil for nothing. You can't do what you want to do in the house of the Lord. Amen. All that walking and talking and getting up before he even closed. Last Sunday, I'm telling my spirit was vexed. I said, Lord, it's just too much. Where they going? And the thing that gets me is the minute that you leave out before the word is ended, anything could happen to you. Because you left before the service was dismissed. Ain't no creeping out doing no thing and stuff like that. Sit your butt down. And wait a minute. Wait a minute now. I heard stories of people running out there before the pastor had ended the service. Kaboom, got hit by a car, some stuff like that. What you so anxious for? Don't be in a hurry for nothing. It's going to come. If they got to wait until you get, let them wait. God waiting on you. He's still waiting on some of us. What's the hold up? That's what I want to know. What's the hold up? Realize in your life, hey, it's bad out there in that world. I be looking, driving, and going, you know, this way and that way. I'm like, people running the lights. They don't even stop. They'll weave around you, keep on going. I'm like, what the world? I said, Lord, I know this world is coming to an end. You can see it. Look outside every day, day and night. Kids killing kids and stuff. Kids, teenagers stealing cars. What's wrong? What in the world happened? I'm like, Lord, what happened? They don't have no respect. They don't even respect the house of the God, the house of the Lord. When people walk past, you know, back in the days, you walk past the house of the church and you say a cussing word, you've been across the street and then you said your cussing word. You were not cussing from the house of the Lord. You were not cuss in the house of the Lord. We ain't brought too many evil spirits up in here. And I'm praying for a newness in this house. Pastor, I'm behind you 100%, even if I got to act like I'm the pastor. It don't make me no difference. Because what God got for you is for you. And if you don't like it, oh, so be it. It ain't you, it's me. Let the Lord deal with me. I let the Lord deal with you. Amen? So don't be chastising one another. Let's show love. I can't wait till we get the new church. But I said, Lord, this house got to be in order. We can't get nothing new with a wrong attitude. It's going to show up. And it's going to be ugly. And I'm like, oh, no, I ain't finna deal with this. I'm not finna deal with this. I'm like, Lord, let me just pray. Because I know you answer prayers. Amen. And he's always on time. So whatever you get ready to give your life to the Lord, come on up here. Don't wait. Don't wait on Sally, Sue, or Bill. Just come right now. Amen. God bless you all.